Bible Fellowship Church and a Let's Talk Ministry. We're still in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Paul's reminding the church at Ephesus from 17 to 24 that we should no longer walk as the Gentiles did. Because of their ignorance, they hardened their heart and they became calloused. And so he's talking to them about putting on a new self. And so looking at verse 25, I just kind of like thinking about verse 25 for a second. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Now, I'm thinking about this group at Ephesus and the community they had, the friendship they had, and now Paul's going to, it seems like, encourage them to take the next step. Some of your Bibles will say falsehood. Some of your Bibles will say lying. Put away lying and speak the truth. But it's almost like it's going to take the next step of accountability. So, okay, listen, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you the truth. There are ways that I might phrase it that would be a little bit nicer, kind of the truth, but not really the truth, maybe a falsehood, because we don't want to hurt the feelings. So let's just make sure we say something to them, but we don't really tell them what we're really thinking or what we're really feeling. And so maybe that's why I think my NIV has it as lying. Also, my New King James has it as lying as well. So it's an interesting little phrase here, this little tension as you think about friendships, as you think about being together, as you think about, okay, we're members of one another together. There seems to be a depth to that phrasing to where if you have the opportunity, you need to go ahead and speak the truth. You need to go ahead and share with them the truth about the matter, not necessarily giving them half of the truth or the falsehood, because you don't want to hurt their feelings. And I'm not saying that we just need to go, okay, we're in a family, so we just, you know, let you have it. But I think it's a neat way to look at, okay, if this church at Ephesus is going to survive and they're going to move away from their hardness of heart, there's going to have to be somebody that comes along and says, hey, I want to just ask you a question, or maybe you need to consider this, or this is something that could be sin, and go ahead and ask that question in the truth part of their lives so that they do really know that they love one another, because they can say the things to each other that need to be said or need to be considered. And so, interesting little verse in chapter 4 and verse 25. And so as you think about the people that are close to around you, how do we speak truth to them? And where are the areas that we might be telling them half the truth, which would be considered a falsehood, instead of, you know, walking with them and saying, oh, I want to come alongside of you, and by the way, here's something that you probably need to consider. So again, fun taking just one little verse and talking about it a little bit and then giving us opportunity to process that. So Lord, we thank you for a new day and just the opportunity to serve you and love you. And so as we go about this Friday, we need you to continue as we're involved in membership and friendship and neighborhood and community, that you would help us to be able to speak truth in those situations. Hopefully, if it is a very confrontational thing, that there will be tears running down our face as we share it with each other. But thank you for allowing us to consider this. Help us to grow, Father, in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.